Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So, like you said last week, what are you laughing at? Because of how upset I am about this chair. Listen, I'm sick for a week. I'm gone from the office for a week. I come back, and what happens? You've switched out my chair.
I didn't switch anything. First of all, I walked into the studio just, but you were already here before the Wiki Corner. I walked in, and the first thing, the greeting I got was, what did you do with the chair?
Yeah.
Because they I don't know who they are, they switched the two chairs.
You named names.
Well, I wasn't here.
You named names.
But I shouldn't have done that. I did. And I was not a part of it.
Well, it's very weird. So we'll see how this goes, because now I'm in a different chair, and it feels different, and I don't like it. So it's
sorry
fine.
To hear that. Go on.
So anyways, last week I wasn't able to complete my Christmas
theme week. Which is why we swapped out the chairs.
Right. Some Christmas gift that was. Anyway, so I wanted to do another theme week this week. See if we can do a little mini 3-day theme week. Yeah. Finish a theme week.
Redeem yourself.
Yeah. So we're going to do a theme week about New Year's Eve, because that's on Saturday.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect timing for this.
So no New Year's Eve celebration is complete without champagne, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Of course.
So champagne refers to a very specific type of wine.
Oh.
Strictly speaking, champagne is a sparkling wine that comes from the Champagne region of northeastern France. It's only champagne.
If it's from
Champagne, France. Right.
I see, yeah.
If it's a bubbly wine from another region, it is sparkling wine, not champagne.
Okay, all right.
While many people use the term champagne generically for any sparkling wine, the French have maintained their legal right to call their wine champagne for over a century.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in France, the first sparkling champagne was created accidentally. At the time, bubbles were considered a fault.
Oh, oopsies.
And contrary to legend and popular belief, Dom Perignon, may be familiar with that name/brand
just
of
drinking
champagne.
Some with were
you?
Lunch
did you
earlier.
Got some in the fridge, chilling in the fridge right now, some Dom Perignon?
Yes.
Yeah, so he did not invent sparkling wine.
Oh, no?
Although he did make important contributions to the production and quality of both still and sparkling champagne wines.
Okay.
He was a Benedictine monk who worked as a cellar master at an abbey during the 17th and 18th centuries.
I didn't expect that.
He was originally charged by his superiors to get rid of the bubbles, since the pressure in the bottles caused many of them to burst.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
As sparkling wine,
what is going on out there? You hear that, Viet? What is there, car chase?
As
out
sparkling
there?
Wine production increased in the early 18th century, cellar workers had to wear a heavy iron mask to prevent injury from the spontaneously bursting bottles.
Jeez.
Yeah, not good.
No.
The disturbance caused by one bottle exploding would cause a chain reaction, with it being routine for cellars to lose 20% to 90% of their bottles.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Way.
That is terrible, and also very funny to if you see that, like something out of a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yes. So the mysterious circumstance surrounding the then unknown process of fermentation caused some critics to call the sparkling creations the devil's wine.
Ah,
yes.
Yum.
So Dom Perignon helped standardize production methods to avoid these explosions, and he also added two safety features to his wines, thicker glass bottles that better withstood pressure,
and a
rope snare that helped keep corks in place.
A rope snare?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't until 1844 that the wire cage that fits over the cork, which is called a muselet.
Sorry, muselet?
Muselet.
Can you spell that for us?
M-U-S-E-L-E-T. It's French.
A muselet.
Muselet.
Okay.
So that's the little wire part that goes over the cork that you spin
it's a
to. Yeah, that's a muselet. That's a muselet.
Well,
you can
you.
Use that this weekend on New Year's Eve. So that was invented in 1844 to prevent the corks from blowing out of the bottles.
Or killing people,
much better than the rope, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
So a large popularity of champagne is attributed to the success of champagne producers in marketing the wine's image as a royal and aristocratic drink.
Well, all right.
Despite this royal prestige, champagne houses also portrayed champagne as a luxury enjoyable by anyone for any occasion.
Mm.
Champagne started to go mainstream during the 19th century. In those days, new bottling techniques made wine more affordable than ever before. Even so, many consumers lacked the funds to drink it regularly, so cellars began marketing champagne as a special treat for big events and holidays,
which
is why it started being used on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This strategy worked, and by the turn of the 20th century, the majority of champagne drinkers were middle class.
Oh, thank you.
So champagne has been an integral part of sports celebrations since Moët and Chandon started offering their champagne to the winners of Formula One Grand Prix events.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
At the 1967 24 Hours of Le Mans winner Danny Gurney started the tradition of drivers spraying the crowd and each other.
Yeah.
And now that's all over locker rooms everywhere when there's a celebration. Yeah.
Everywhere, yeah. What a mess to clean up, though.
Yes. In 2009, a bottle of 1825 Perrier Jouet champagne was opened at a ceremony attended by 12 of the world's top wine tasters.
Yeah.
This bottle was officially recognized by Guinness World Records as the oldest bottle of champagne in the world.
Wow.
Now, would you have wanted to try that? I don't know. From 1825?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. The contents were found to be drinkable notes of truffles and caramel in the taste.
Oh, all right.
Interesting combination.
Yeah.
And there are now only two other bottles from that 1825 vintage in existence.
And when do we open those?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You're not doing it? Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Is it on eBay? Can you get one on eBay? Facebook Marketplace?
Someone very wealthy probably owns them,
I would think. All right, 422, and you picked out a record to go along with Champagne.
Yeah,
did you?
So I thought we would play some champagne music.
Oh.
Yeah, by the one and only.
Do we have champagne music?
We do have champagne music.
Okay.
Bubbles in the Wine by Lawrence Welk.
Oh.
Yes.
Lawrence.
We're doing it. Lawrence Welk.
Here it is. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, playing a little Lawrence Welk for the kids. Bubbles in the Wine on Legends 102.7. By the way, if you didn't already have a music for the Wiki Corner, we would adopt that. And I think that would be the music. If we ever revamp the bit, I think we'll go to that music.
Yeah, but Chuck McCoy uses it, you said.
He does. He uses it for certain bits. But we could grab it for the afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
Reason we played that song.
Why did we play
that
song?
Because that is a lovely example of champagne music.
Yes.
That's great music to drink champagne by, I think. And we were talking about champagne as part of our New Year's Eve theme week.
We sure were.
Yeah.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay. Champagne only comes from the Champagne region of France.
The wire cage that fits over the champagne cork is called a muselet.
And Dom Perignon did not invent sparkling wine, but he did standardize production methods and introduce safety measures.
Now, is it true, Sarah, Dom Perignon, is that popular with the rappers? Do the rappers like the Dom Perignon?
I don't know. How would I know that?
I feel like did you listen to rap music?
I don't.
When you pull in the parking lot in the morning, your whole car is shaking.
You think I'm bumping the rap music?
I thought you were.
No. Certainly.
Is it Maggie? Somebody does.
Maybe.
That.
Maybe it's Maggie.
Anyway, folks want to learn more about champagne. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. That's where you can go. Right. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
The second, after I walked in the studio today, the first thing you said was, what did you do with the chair?
Yeah.
Second thing you said was, are you going to remember how to do this?
Yeah, I know.
And we both forgot our lines.
Yep.
And it's only been since last Tuesday.
Feels like a lifetime.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you, Sarah. It was wonderful. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Muselet. I'm going to file that away with Zarf.
Shock and amaze your friends with that this weekend at your New Year's Eve party.
I shock and amaze my friends with Zarf all the time.
I bet you do.
Which is the cardboard sleeve that your coffee goes in at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. They have that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, do they? Yeah, whatever.
Muselet.
Yeah.
All right. Back tomorrow, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
We'll see. You don't have a good track record of coming back the next day. Paul Simon on the way. Lenny.
It's rude.
Kravitz and more.
Won't you feel bad if I don't?
Traffic and weather too. Legends 102.7.